This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we discovered that Habakkuk lived during the time King Josiah led Judah into a nationwide revival. As a part of that, it's recorded Josiah led his people in a great celebration of the Passover, according to the instructions Moses had given. After describing the celebration, it says in 2 Chronicles 35:18, "The Passover had not been observed like this in Israel since the days of the prophet Samuel, and none of the kings of Israel had ever celebrated such a Passover, as did Josiah, with the priests, the Levites, and all Judah and Israel, who were there with the people of Jerusalem." Shortly after this, Josiah went to war against Necho, king of Egypt. In the battle, he was wounded, and after being brought to Jerusalem, he died. Within a few short years, the nation reverted to the corrupt, sinful, unjust lifestyle described in the opening verses of Habakkuk. No wonder the prophet was distressed. How could the people turn so fast from following the Lord? And worse yet, how could a holy, just God allow it to continue? Not fully understanding that God was already in the process of dealing with all of the nations in the then known world, Habakkuk was not in a mood to rejoice and be joyful. But groping through the process of finding God's answer, he came to understand and experience what James wrote in his letter: "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything."